This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrne. President Donald Trump honed the law and order message Thursday that he intends to wield against his Democratic rival Joe Biden, with 2 months to go until Election Day. Speaking at a rally in Latrobe, Pennsylvania, the president told supporters to vote early to make sure their vote counts and to be ready to vote a second time in person if necessary.
And if on Election Day or early voting that is not tabulated and counted, you go vote. And then if for some reason after that, it shouldn't take that long, it comes in, they're not going to be able to tabulate it because you will have voted.
Opponents have said that Trump's suggestion of voting twice is against the law and could result in felony charges. The president was speaking in front of a crowd of hundreds packed into an airport hangar where people stood closely together and few were seen wearing masks despite the continued coronavirus pandemic. Former Vice President and Democratic Party nominee Joe Biden met with the family of Jacob Blake, a black man shot by a white police officer in Kenosha, Wisconsin. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
In Kenosha, Wisconsin, which is still reeling after protests over Jacob Blake's shooting, Biden said the country is finally getting ready for change.
This is not who we are.
Biden says he spoke on the phone with Blake, who is hospitalized, and met with his family, later telling a community meeting he wants to find common ground, contrasting his visit with that of President Trump, who was in Kenosha 2 days ago and did not mention Blake. Biden heard from activist Portia Bennett, who says black people have been shown for years they just don't matter.
I see it. I live it.
Biden says he'll fight for change.
There's certain things worth losing over. And this is something worth losing over if you have to, but we're not going to lose.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
This is VOA News. Seven police officers involved in the suffocation death of a black man, Daniel Prude, last spring in Rochester, New York, were suspended Thursday by the city's mayor, who said she was misled for months about the circumstances of the fatal encounter. Rochester Mayor Lovely Warren announced the suspensions at a news conference amid criticism that the city kept quiet about Prude's death for months.
I am suspending the officers in question today against the advice of counsel, and I urge the Attorney General to complete her investigation.
The 41-year-old Prude died when he was taken off life support March 30th. That was 7 days after officers who encountered him running naked through the street put a hood over his head to stop him from spitting, then held him down for about 2 minutes until he stopped breathing. Congressional aides report a deal has been reached between Democrats in Congress and the White House on moving forward with a bill to avert a U.S. government shutdown at the end of the month. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and the Trump administration have agreed to keep a stopgap government funding bill free of controversy or conflict. That's according to aides who demanded anonymity, who were briefed on the conversation between Pelosi and Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin. Both sides are trying to keep any possibility of a government shutdown off the table, despite ongoing battles over a virus relief package and other spending priorities. The goal is to avert a shutdown at the end of September, which would bring unwanted tensions during the run-up to the November election. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The number of jobless claims has dropped, but the number of layoffs remains elevated. AP's Mike Hempen reports.
The Labor Department says about 880,000 laid-off Americans applied for unemployment benefits last week. That's down from more than 1 million the previous week, but a sign the economy is still struggling to recover and rebuild the job market nearly 6 months after the coronavirus hit. The government says more than 13 million people are continuing to receive traditional jobless benefits. Only 42% of the more than 9 million jobs that were lost in March and April have been recovered. Mike Hempen, Washington.
Wall Street's main indexes closed sharply lower Thursday, marking their deepest one-day dives in months as investors dumped the high-flying technology sector. The Dow Jones Industrials dropped more than 2.75%, while the S&P lost more than 3.5%. The NASDAQ fell almost 5%. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.
Hits.